It's Monday morning, and I've just spent the last 45 minutes doing the list. A list of audio mowers. I haven't done one for ages. This is Twitter, of course, I'm talking about. Twitter has the ability to, of course, make lists, so you can list people. In all the years that I've used Twitter, I've never created a list, so this is the first time I've done it. So if I've done it wrong, I apologise. But I've searched back for the last 6 days, going through the audio mower hashtag, to create a list called Audio Mowers. So if you've tweeted a link and used the audio mower hashtag in the last 6 days, you're in the list. If you haven't, or if you've deleted your tweets, you're not in the list. I apologise, but I can't search the whole of the internet for people to add to a Twitter list. It's only Twitter I can search for a Twitter list. So, as I say, some people have deleted tweets. I've noticed that. And I don't know why, but people use Twitter in different ways. But so if you've tweeted an audio link and used the audio mo hashtag in that tweet in the last 6 days, you're in the list. If you haven't, and if you've deleted your tweets, I haven't found you, you're not in the list. But if you want to be in the list, let me know and show me your audio. That'd be nice, because, as I say, audio mo is more community rather than challenge. All right, the challenge is there, but I like to think of audio mo as a community. It's something that you guys own, not me. I mean, because it wouldn't be anything without you guys. But anyway, have a wonderful Monday and a wonderful rest of the week.